We do have a quorum. Good afternoon. How is everybody today? Fine, great.
Thank you.
Yeah, very well.
Congrats, good to hear. All right, we have an agenda approving the meeting of the March 12th and March 18th meeting. So
moved. Second.
Any discussion?
I need to abstain from 12 because I wasn't here.
Okay.
I can't hear. I'm sorry.
She's abstaining from 12. She wasn't present at the meeting.
I wasn't here. Oh, thank you. Okay.
Any other discussion?
I thought you had a problem.
If not, Jim made a motion, right?
Yeah, I second.
Second. All right, any other discussion? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
With Tracy being abstaining from March 12 meeting. Resolutions 114.
I'm over.
Move it. Second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Do we move it?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I missed that.
Jeanette moved it and Jim. 116. That was legal work week for the clerk of the legislative regular pay positions. 37 and a half hours.
Second.
Discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
118, confirming the appointment of Doreen Whitney as an insurance officer.
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
119, creating one full-time position, amending the 2014 budget, county attorney's office.
I'll move it.
Discussion? B, you want to say anything?
No, I'm fine with this.
Okay.
Let's see, there's a change. That's okay with me.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. Yes, there. Actually, we're going to make an amendment. Thanks for bringing to my attention. It's
Let me see what that is.
Whereas the county residents may have questions regarding flood-prone or flood-damaged property and may still be required to interact with local, state, and federal agencies in regard to disaster relief and or assistance, therefore, it is important to have a liaison between Ulster County residents and the Disaster Relief Agency. Instead of being this... basically, we receive some calls from residents who are partly in the flood zone, you know, part of their property, and they were calling the legislative body regarding that. We felt it was important that the person in that position that's going to be a full-time party is going to address those concerns with those property owners.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. I'll make the motion to make amend. Yes, I'll make the motion to amend.
Second.
Any discussion on the amendment? Everybody have a copy of it too. That was handed out.
Let me just clarify my thinking here. Are you saying calls that come into the clerk's office with concerns of people that are not sure if they're in or out, would call the individual that's being hired and let them know?
Would address it, or he would address it, yes. All right? Instead of the legislative body being involved with it.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, they have the most knowledge, so, of course, they can address it much better.
Fine.
Yep. All right. Any other discussion on the amendment? No. All in favor for the amendment?
Right.
With the resolution, with the amendment, moved by Jim.
I'll second.
Second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
120. Appointing the confirming the appointment of Mark Ryder as director of purchasing.
Jim.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Moved by Hector. Second by Jeanette. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 Confirming the appointment of Lisa Berger as Director of Department of Employment and Training.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 122. Confirming the appointment of Sherrod Cross as Personnel Director.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
123, adopting proposed law number 1, 2014, a local law applying through salary revisions, resolution of 69 of 2014 to all county officers, for the fixed terms.
I'll move it.
I do know too much.
Moved. Second. This is six positions.
I'm sorry, who seconded?
I did.
Tracy?
I'm going to support this, but I'm just letting everybody know I was not satisfied with the answers that I heard from the Commissioner of Elections in relation to the history.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let it go now, but I plan to revisit it at budget time.
Okay. Hector?
Ditto.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I can't hear that part. You have a very
so note that Hector just
voice.
Said one
she's
word.
Voting yet?
It doesn't carry.
I said that I wasn't happy with the answers from the commissioners of elections that we got. I'm going to support it now, but because I think the appropriate time to bring it up is budget, is at budget time, and I will be revisiting in budget time. So I'm letting everyone know that.
Okay.
All right. Anyone else? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 Resolution 124, setting a public hearing of proposed local law number 2, 2014, a local law to provide the collection of village real property taxes to be held Tuesday, May 20th, 2014 at 7 p.m. Moved by.
I'll move it.
Second by. Going once. Going twice.
I'll second it for discussion.
Or discussion. Tracy seconds it. Hector?
Thank you. Just for the record, I am in consultation with my village government as a village president representing the village of New Paltz. But I want to make sure that this is the best thing for my village because I already know that we're very aggressive about collecting taxes, and then we actually end up selling the rest of those the rights for those back taxes actually to a private company for those that we actually can't collect on.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, I have been in consultation with the mayor all week, and we actually have a meeting set up probably Thursday or Friday. So just for me, for right now, I'm holding off on how I'm going to be voting on this.
All right. Jeanette?
A few years back when I was chair of, I think it was Administrative Services, this issue came up, and we did quite a bit of background work on it, and what we found is that every village, except Ellenville, has handled their own auctions and done quite a credible job and haven't had any problem. It appears, what we were told anyway, I don't know if it's changed since, that the individual responsible at the village of Ellenville refuses to do it.
Hasn't changed.
And, well, it's not true, then, well, go ahead, I'll listen.
No, I'm saying it hasn't changed.
She
still
hasn't
refuses
changed.
To do it.
So the problem I see is, and I know for a fact, because I was involved in it, that we've had meetings, and it was the offers have been made from the county and utilized to help them every step of the way. They're trying to make it as easy as possible for them, but there's just no effort there.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seems as if every other village, it's even Solvay. They do it. I didn't mean it that way.
Great.
Wait,
even Saugerties.
Erase that tape. That my daughter lives in Saugerties. I don't want to get in trouble here.
Some of Jeanette's best friends are from Saugerties.
A lot of my best friends live in Saugerties. I didn't mean it.
I totally understood what you meant.
Keep going. I got a lot more room on the tape.
Let me tell you about Saugerties.
All right. Oh. You done?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I'm old enough to be done.
Yeah, I feel a public hearing is premature. I feel, as a legislator, I don't even have the information yet. I mean, we're hearing from Hector that he doesn't know what his village thinks. I don't even know what the potential financial impacts might be. I mean, I look forward to hearing from Bert, and I hope that we get to hear from him, but I think that we need to really investigate whether this is something we want to move forward on, and mm-hmm. that's going to involve more than just reading a resolution and setting a public hearing before we ask what the public thinks of it. So that's where I'm not prepared to move on it tonight. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at.
Let me just give you my thoughts on it before Bert talks. There again, I think everybody has an open mind about having public hearings, and that's maybe a little premature where we are right now. But from what I know, I'm not sure if the villages really wants this, number one. Number two, I know our finance department has helped the villages during the process of, you know, the whole process of auctioning off the properties. And they're continuing to help assist in doing that. And thirdly, I don't know how we can afford it. I mean, we're talking probably, I heard numbers, and it's not a confirmed number, just slightly under $1 million that we would be fully responsible. So, you know, like Tracy said, you know, maybe we should get some more information to see exactly what we're talking about, what the impacts are before we make a rash decision. So in saying that, I know Bert's chopping on the bit.
Rich, I'll pull my move on it.
Okay.
Or if you'd like, we could make a motion to postpone, if you wish.
Postpone, but I would like Bert to talk. I mean,
if you wish, I'll make a motion to postpone the resolution.
Well, we're already in a motion, so I'll withdraw my motion.
Withdraw his motion? All right.
I just want to provide some information. I know, Jeanette, you mentioned 2 or 3 years ago. I know we're in our office. At the time, in between the three villages, the unpaid tax is roughly $700,000, which was mostly in the village of Elmville. We're over $1.2 million right now. And $1 million and change is in the village of Allenville. So that's, and my office continually works with the villages to go over our process, provide any support we can. I also say, if the county goes down this road, I'm going to need additional staff because I'll have more people to collect taxes from, as well as to do the foreclosure process.
What about our
which
model?
Also
do
will
more
involve
or less.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot more, but it also involves the county attorney's office too in terms of the foreclosure process, as well. Right now, I do not see the village taxes, so if we were to go down this road, we'd have to figure a way to get them on our tax system. Right now they're not. You know, we kind of thought of a re-levy in January to the town taxes. I don't know, and that's a legal question for the county attorney and if we go down this road. So I also mailing costs. Any delinquent taxpayers, we send out a lot of mailings, so that would increase as well. Just kind of for information purposes, that's what I have now.
Alright, so that just is, you know, exemplifies the fact that saying that we need more additional information.
Yes. Yeah.
Bea?
Just to add to what Bert said, when you talk about enforcement, you don't talk about the collection of the taxes. There's a legal procedure that's involved in Article 11 of real property tax law, so that when a... when someone is delinquent in their taxes, we file a petition. Petitions in October. That starts the legal process. Gives people time to maybe pay their taxes, to get back on board, enter an installment agreement. There's a deadline in February, just like in any legal action, when you have to put in an answer. If you don't put in an answer at that point, we would get a judgment against you. But many people put in answers just on the calendar right now. Once they put in an answer, then we have to litigate it in my office. And every year we've seen an increase in this litigation. It means going to court. It means going to hearings. It means filing motions. And it takes up an enormous amount of time. In addition to the time that we have been spending since the beginning of this year just getting ready for our own foreclosure action, and I can guarantee you that in the next couple of weeks, my office will be hit with orders to show cause for those that we have already acquired. We have a judgment, and we've already acquired this property. They now belong to the county, to stop them from being sold at the auction. And the position that the Commissioner of Finance has taken is that we can't consent. You know, the court will call you and say, you consent to having this stay. We say, we can't consent, but we won't oppose it, because we still want to give people an opportunity somehow to get their property back. And it, aside from the litigation and all of the, you know, it's not that we just walk into court. I have all of my lawyers in my office. I divvied them up last year because there were so many of them, I couldn't do them by myself. That means you've got to research, you've got to prepare papers. Papers don't get prepared in a few minutes. It takes days and hours sometimes to just get it right. So in addition to that, people come in and I try to work with them and work with their attorneys also and say, okay, we're not going to make the motion yet to take your property. It's called a motion for summary judgment. We're going to wait because you're telling me you got a buyer. But we can only wait so long. So we try to work with the lawyers or the individuals to come to some kind of way where they can purchase their property back. It means talking to them, talking to their banks. It takes an enormous amount of work because it's something that we are required to do by statute, and we have to do it. So in addition to doing our own foreclosures, we would be responsible for all of the foreclosure work that is involved with these villages. And as Bert tells you, that's going to, you know, he's going to require some more people. I don't know how I would handle it. I'm going to obviously need another lawyer and maybe even another support person, a paralegal or a secretary or someone, because it is our responsibility, and it will become the county's responsibility if we take it on, in addition to being responsible for making these villages whole. Right now we make the school districts whole, and we make the towns whole. We're not required by statute to do that unless you pass this local law, which means we have to also make them whole. So.
Yeah.
Tracy?
Two things. Are there examples of other counties in New York State that do make the villages whole?
I'm sure they do, right?
I could look.
Okay.
Yeah, I could look.
And the second is, if we're postponing this for more information, could we get some of this down in, you know, in writing?
Sure.
I mean, just
yep,
get it on.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank
okay.
you. And that would include the, I guess, estimates of
sure,
what
can
those, that personnel
yeah, I can work
cost,
with
and all that.
Come
thank
up with
you.
That estimate on that. Sure.
Carl?
So are we postponing it till this, the 22nd or till next month?
Not next week.
We have another
no.
meeting.
Not next
oh,
week.
Yeah.
The following month till we get in, more information.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, actually, if you want to formally, you don't mind.
Don't mind.
Okay, at this time, Mr. Chairman, I move to postpone this resolution until our next monthly meeting. I'm sorry,
next month,
until May
meeting.
May,
our next workshop.
Yeah, May
workshop.
It's not really a workshop, but
that's May week before the legislative meeting.
Yes.
I'll second.
Our first meeting in May.
Yep. Second. Discussion.
Is that going to impede your office's ability to, you know, pull this out at the last minute if you have to?
It doesn't impact us right now.
So, yeah.
But remember, we are facing an auction on the 23rd.
Right,
the 20,
well, yeah. You've got to get it afterward.
But May may not be enough time.
I will say I have the template already made. I've done this before.
And I'm going to tell you, I have attorneys call me up 9 o'clock in the morning, and the auction's going on, and they say, what do I do? And I say,
let's do it in June.
Let's do it in June.
I'll amend it to June, Mr. Chairman.
Let's wait till June.
We will no later than June. If we get it done by in May, we'll discuss it in May.
But remember that we just did that for you.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Just so we're talking about tax sale, the auction is on the 23rd of this month. There's 270-something properties. Normally, last year, we had 211, if I'm not mistaken. Bert, correct me on these numbers.
We went to auction just under 200.
Right, yep. And there again, our financial responsibility that's owed on the taxes, I think, was over $4.5 million for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, it was $3.8 million. Thereabouts, correct?
Yeah, you're correct.
So, you know, just keep that in mind that number is getting bigger and bigger, and the county has to make everybody whole, towns and schools, regarding all this. So my personal opinion is that I don't see that number coming down in the next couple of years, probably going higher. Hopefully I'm wrong, but time will tell. All right. Resolution 127. Approving execution of contracts excess of $50,000, Health Alliance Medical Alert Office of the Aging. Let's move it first.
I'll move it.
Move it.
Second it.
Tracy, second it.
Whatever.
Hector.
I just wanted to know. Just firstly, if this did go through committee, right? Through, and then number two, how many people are we talking about?
Yeah. Yes.
Hold on.
They can
have any
contract.
Can I ask a question?
Several hundred? Hector has several hundred.
I'll clarify with the committee.
Such a deal. Okay.
And that's my question is, these are like life alerts? I mean,
exactly. This is personal emergency response systems. And it's not just the systems, but also the installation and the maintenance of the systems.
Okay.
And the
you're
laying on the floor.
Help by phone when I can't get up.
Any discussion? Any more discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 Resolution 130. Send a public hearing on the county community college budget 2014-15, Wednesday, June 11th. 6:30. Moved.
Second.
Everybody's aware of the budget, correct?
You shouldn't
If not,
how much are they? No, I have no idea what they're
doing. Same amount of money.
Huh?
Same amount of money as.
Are they increasing what?
They're increasing the tuition.
$100.
I know that, but are they increasing the county share?
Not to my knowledge, no. Ken, you know anything different? I thought it was the same amount of money.
I have not seen the direct.
Do I need to order them, Jeanette?
Oh, you mean it's only just six, it's still $6.25 million.
This is just saying the public hearing. I have not seen the direct.
All right. We'll get that information next week.
Jeanette, we should speak. Jeanette.
Can't
Jeanette.
Get it through?
I'm only doing it for you to help
we
you.
Should, we
all right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
131, contracts entered into by the county by Cornell Cooperative Department of Social Services. Moved by.
I'll move it.
Second by.
I'll second it.
Second. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
133, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease with Lily Lake LLC for space to use as coordinated children's services, mental health, Department of Public Works, buildings and ground.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Slightly higher than last year or same?
Yes.
This is actually a new clinic site. The previously, the CCS unit would share space with the Department of Mental Health's clinic space that was in Highland / New Falls. Mm-hmm. Because the county no longer operates a clinic, it would be inappropriate to have to share space with a private clinic. So we had to establish a separate clinic site. That was built into our whole mental health restructuring plan from last year. So this just executes the lease. Social services is its own independent licensed mental health provider with regard to these children's families they serve.
Any other discussion?
There's a new lease.
Mm-hmm. If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
134, establishing capital project 404, purchase of Central Auto, Department of Public Works, Central Auto.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
These are serial bonds.
I have a question.
Bonding resolution, I think, will
follow. 136.
I have a question.
Yep, go on.
I thought all vehicles were going through fleet manager.
That's no? Central Auto is where the fleet manager is.
But I thought this says on behalf of the Department of Public Works. I mean, isn't she a director or something?
She is, and Central Auto is a department within Public Works.
I know. Well, maybe it should be mentioned someplace.
Yeah. Okay.
Because otherwise, it just looks like
okay.
Somebody in a commissioner Department of Public Works would be requesting.
Okay.
Because we always ask if she's reviewed it. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we could throw something in
this
there
came
that
from her, but we can
makes that clear.
Sure.
Note that for Tracy.
I don't know who would have the answer to this question, but where possible do we take into account fuel mileage and green initiatives and vehicles, or do we just look at price when we're making a decision?
A lot of these are off state bids.
And a lot of these are large construction vehicles.
No, though that's why I say where possible. Yeah. I mean, a Ford Fusion is not a large construction.
No, this isn't the
this
equipment.
This is registered for, like, dump truck.
But no, there's Ford Fusions in
is
here,
there one
too.
Okay.
There's seven Ford Fusions and another two Ford Fusions. And Ford Fusions, I think, are
in the wrong resolution. I'm
at the wrong resolution.
Jeep Patriots, not so good on gas. So, I don't know. That's something...
What was the question, Tracy?
Fuel efficiency, green initiatives in vehicles. I'm wondering if that's a consideration and maybe something I'll bring to Public Works and talk about. Maybe we should talk about a policy.
Bring it before next week.
See what the
well, no, I mean, and even moving forward, I'm not talking about stopping something in the interim, but I do think it's something that we should be aware of and cognizant of.
Well,
it makes a big impact.
That's been the chairman's focus when on his speech there about doing something with conserving energy. Carl?
In the capital budget, it says that there's 15... And there's 16 here, one for the safety office, but it doesn't say that you're buying. You haven't planned to buy a vehicle for the safety office, but it's the same price, $305,000. That's the Jeep Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
the Jeep Patriot
for the vehicle out of there? Or?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yes,
for the safety office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that is that something that's not in the budget?
Well, we're creating the capital project now.
Okay.
I mean, it is amending that program to add an extra vehicle.
$20,000.
Same cost.
Hector?
Thank you. In somewhat in the vein of of Tracy's question, though, is this going to be basically, so for example, we're buying 9 Ford Fusions, is that basically going to be going forward sort of like, you know, the car of the fleet? Because, I mean, clearly if we have fleet management in for a reason, and part of that is to go standardize the vehicles we have, so we save on parts, we save on, you know, we're only basically fixing 4 types of cars or 5 different types of vehicles. You know, I know right now they're, you know, I've been to Central Auto, you know, several times. I know they're always finding unique ways to save the taxpayers' money, shall we say, and figuring out ways to go fix vehicles. But is the Ford Fusion basically going to be the new vehicle?
I will say these are off the state bid.
I know.
So, I mean, that's the vehicle of choice, I would.
Is that
would
okay?
Assume. Yeah.
I just want to know if there was even a plan. As Bert's running out, fine. It was a hard question, apparently. I'm not even getting to that. I know, right? No, I wasn't even getting to that
They're
one.
They're going to be burning a lot of
if this is the new vehicle we're going to be buying, then okay, fine. I get it. That's the vehicle that's going to be replacing all the other ones. Got it.
Hector. You scared him right off.
I know. Yeah. Tough questions, Mr. Chairman. Tough. Maybe like Sundays. Anyway.
It probably is.
We'll move on.
Yes, all right. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
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 All right, 136. Establishing the capital project 408.
Big bucks.
Purchase of highway equipment, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Tracy?
I'd like to see a list of what this equipment is.
Okay.
It was said with the resolutions.
I don't like that Tracy's.
Hold on, we have it here. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh. That's all.
Okay.
All
there is. And it should be attached.
That's right.
The list should be attached
to
the resolution. It always
is.
You know, you can't rely on just people reading an email and just print it and attach it to the resolution. That way, a year or 2 years from now, somebody wants to check it out.
It was
118.
You want me to write
and
make copies of that?
That's why I didn't print it.
Yeah, but you don't need
118.
All on your little phone.
Hold on. We're going to get copies. We're going to go next week and come back.
All right.
137. We're going to hold for the bond.
Yep.
138. Amending Ulster County budget, appropriating unexpended grant funds from New York State Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for the State Homeland Security Program Anti-Terrorist Fund, Ulster County Sheriff's Office.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Sheriff, you want to say anything?
No.
Oh, I thought your hand was up.
No.
Okay.
You
want to say something, Hector?
Sure.
Your hand's up?
I do.
Sure. Okay. Why not?
Sheriff,
how many do
you
want me
to make? Let's just give us just a quick overview of just some of the things that this is going to be spent on.
This is going to be spent on communications equipment, upgrading not only our office, but other agencies around the county. Lieutenant Perry Soule is in charge of all of our grants within the county. This is money that he hasn't spent. He has earmarked it. He's in touch with Art Snyder over that also. So it's just a matter of them putting it together and expending the funds.
All right, but there's no way that any of this equipment could be, like I say, leverage, but just obviously what we're talking about with the fire departments, obviously we've got that issue.
It's specific for the
departments.
Emergency 911.
All right, any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
139, authorize the chairman of finance to accept the bid for the parcel of county-owned property for private sale, authorized chairman of Ulster County Legislature to convey such parcel.
So moved.
Second. Okay. See, there's one off the list already, Bert.
It's not even on.
I see the previous owner was Michael Jordan.
Right.
The purchaser is Christian. Is there a relationship here?
Yes.
Good. Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
All right, any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
140, approving the execution of contracts in excess of $50,000 entered into county by BHV, Engineering, Surveying, and Landscaping Architect, Planning Department.
I'll second.
Aye.
Hold on. Any discussion?
I have
Carl?
A question, yeah.
Yep.
So this is the corridor where Chandler Drive and Albany Avenue and Broadway meet? Is this what we're talking about?
I believe that's right.
Because I looked at the contract. So this company is doing things like public relations, traffic flow. We're paying them $69,000 for that.
They're developing a plan.
Developing a plan. I thought we had a plan. Didn't the planning department already have a plan for that corridor? I thought I saw pictures.
It's
going to look like when it's done.
Because
that's how I know it's
Chris, can you shine some light on this? Chris?
Rich, I don't know. This was before I came to the department. Mm-hmm. But Dennis' question, we can get back to you for the next meeting.
All right. Would you please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Because otherwise, we're putting the cart before the horse, aren't we? We don't have a plan. We're paying $69,000 for public relations and traffic patterns. Where's the plan?
Tracy? Tracy has a plan right here.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, we're not actually paying $69,000. That's one thing. The financial impact has the appropriation dollars at $69.90. I mean, I think we want to make a note that we're just our 5% of that. Right? So
these are dollars that we budgeted.
Yeah, but I mean, just to understand, isn't it a 5%? So unless the other resolution.
You want me to stay up?
Everybody hear that? Everybody hear that?
No, come on.
Sorry.
The financial impact says $69,090. It's Ulster County pays 5% of that amount of money. Their burnt rest comes out of.
You don't think Kingston's getting a lot of money out of it?
Oh, wait, this is for Kingston?
I'm against
your appreciation.
We're voting now.
All right,
well,
the discussion.
It's big to do. You know, what the fuck?
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Cautiously aye.
142.
Cautiously aye.
On 141, it's not on our list here. No financial impact. Well, actually, there probably is financial impact. Why wasn't this, Victoria?
This is, I think, just the first step.
This resolution was submitted by the executive's office, and I discussed it with Mark Longto, and the financial impact was none, and the appropriate committee was economic development.
Is memorializing.
So it went through economic development?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
All
right.
It's memorializing in nature.
142, amending the Ulster County budget appropriating on a fund grant funds from New York State Department of State, Department of Tourism. All right.
Second.
Discussion, roll call, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
143, authorize the chair and the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement to receive grant funding from New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation for green infrastructure elements utilizing the STRIVE program, SUNY Ulster Satellite Campus.
So moved.
I'll second that.
Discussion?
You're
not spoken
for the college.
Tracy?
I just, again, in the financial impact, if we can have consistency and have it show the county share broken out. Just to not
So what would that be? What percentage?
A maximum of 48,879.
Put that in there. Foreign.
I also just wanted to say this went through environment as it did other committees, and I think it's a great project. I'm really happy we're doing green projects.
We're only going to paint it green. Chris?
Just a comment on the fiscal impact. You might want to think about waiting till we come back with the final contract. We still need to go back with a rescoped project and an amended budget. So it can be up to that number, but we don't know the final number. So where you may bring that fiscal impact in is when we come back to you with the final.
Okay.
And we establish
the contract. Right now the action that you're taking is not binding. It's really just kind of a perfunctory resolution that meets their requirements for funding.
Okay.
It allows us to put the grant back in the rescope.
Okay.
So.
Thank you, Chris.
And thanks.
All right.
And that's a 10% local match?
I mean, it's in the
body. Yeah, it's in the body anyway.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, we're in a pervious parking lot where an impervious parking lot was. So rather than using the, you know, the regular pavement, we'll be saving costs on that. So the money would have been in the parking lot anyway.
All right, any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We're going to go to 145 first, authorizing acquisition of land for flood, open space, wetlands, recreation purposes in for the county of an estimate cost of $6,558,556, and the issuance of the bonds to pay the cost thereof.
This is the bonding resolution from this, the previous resolution you approved last month. We didn't have the bonding resolution.
We have enough people to pass the bond.
Right. Yep.
Oh, okay. So this is the actual bond?
Yes. Well, we're all bond, this is the bonding resolution.
All right. So we're going to have to vote on it, correct? It's going to be a long roll?
It's got to go through committee resolution, mm-hmm. but it will be a long roll.
All right.
I'll move those move. Resolutions.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call.
Just a question, yep. if I may. Just so I understand this, there's $6,500,000, that's for buyout money?
Correct.
And who's going to determine which properties are bought out? That's already been... Okay, this is the final.
It's just cash.
This is for cash. The bonding is for cash. Right. So that way, that's just right.
All right.
That's the reimbursement. 33.
This is the new one.
Hold on, please. One at a time.
The funding come, is this from the federal government?
It's FEMA,
and we
yes,
pay FEMA. And then they yes. pay back?
We have to pay it out first to get reimbursed.
Right. Okay.
Hector?
No, I'm good. Don't worry.
Okay. Anybody else? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, getting back to resolution 130, I think.
136.
136, I'm sorry. God bless you. Is everybody sick in this room?
No.
All right, 136. Everybody has a copy.
Not sick anymore.
Everybody has a copy, correct?
Mm-hmm.
This is what it's broken down as, what you're actually buying.
Thank you for that.
Discussion? Or move first? Let's move it.
I'll move it.
Second? Jim seconds it?
Yes.
Discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 144.
144.
Supporting the license approval and operation of a casino at the former Neverly Grand Hotel and Country Club in the
yes.
town of Warsing.
Yes. Yes, I voted three times for that.
Move.
Second.
Discussion.
Now, if I'm going to make money renting a room out to Jeanette when she's staying there all the time, do I have to abstain or...
Not yet.
Okay.
We have one of the principals, Michael Trainer, right here.
He
is working very hard to accomplish this. We will do everything, Michael, to help you. I know the county execs behind you, the county legislators behind you. Fortunately, you're successful because if you're successful, also the county's going to be successful.
I can give you a 5-minute update.
Would you please? We got 20 minutes, so. Why don't you just stand up, Michael? Stand up.
I'll give you a 7-minute overview.
Okay. Michael, we want to know one question. Are we going to get funded? Are you going to get funded?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we'd like to hear.
So, I guess it's public knowledge that the application came out on the 31st of March. It requires a return date of June 30th. Further application instructions are a mandatory bidders conference for interested groups on April 30th. In order to attend that conference, a $1 million application fee is due on the 23rd of April, which we'll be making. After that bidders conference, there will be within 10 days some final parameters will be issued.
What?
Nobody ever calls me.
So within 10 days after April 30th, they'll
they'll decide the last unknown piece of the puzzle, and that's any minimum capital build requirement that, for projects. State government set the stage for there to be differences in different counties in the Hudson Valley when the application fee was set at $50 million, but it's $70 million for Orange and Dutchess County. And if there's two licenses in the region and one goes to Orange or Dutchess and one goes outside of those two counties, the outside only pays $35 and the Orange and Dutchess is $70. So the state is already tilting the playing field in favor of it. I think, frankly, Orange County is not of concern to me because the legislative intent was it's the Upstate Gaming and Economic Development Act of 2013. The whole stated purpose of it was to help bring back areas of the upstate economy that needed help, not places where you have 4% unemployment like Orange County. That doesn't stop a bunch of publicly traded gaming companies from sniffing around and making lots of noise and trying to get support, because, of course, if you could get one in Orange County, it would be a home run for whoever was sponsoring that project. And frankly, Orange County was behind us big time, and they were busy drafting a letter of support out of the county executive's office when this all happened, and they called me up and said, look, you know, I've got to support Orange County. If there's a shot, it's my county, and I can't say no, and I understand all this stuff. That said, no project enjoys more support than the Neville enjoys. There isn't a single voice of opposition in the entirety of Ulster County business or political community, and I'm grateful for that, and many of people in the room are grateful for that as well. And Dutchess County is just as supportive, or nearly as supportive, because, of course, anything else in Sullivan County is way too far away for people in Poughkeepsie that might want jobs. So, you know, our friends over in Dutchess County have done everything they can do, which is great. An interesting situation is there's a condition to even submitting the application that requires the expression of local support. The issue is, well, what's local support? The advice that came back is local support is the town that you're located in passing either a law, a public law, or other resolution evidencing that support. So in that case, it would be the town of Worthing. So we're actually working on a public law, which is stronger, as you know, than a resolution because of the process it goes through. But I'm not taking any chances. I'd like the legislature to do what it did a year and a half ago and express its unanimous support, I would hope, for the project. That plus the unanimous support that I got a couple weeks ago from the village of Ellenville and the support from the county executive means that the entirety of the political system that could have any, you know, in any way, shape, or form directly connected to Neville is unanimously supportive of it. I don't think anybody in the state is going to be able to show that kind of support. The issue that we have right now is because Orange County is still in the mix, you know, Wall Street financiers are still thinking, well, you know, I don't know that we want to get behind financing Sullivan or Ulster counties. We're still looking at Orange County. Last week, the tide sort of shifted on that, and it's a good thing because, you know, we have to show up on June 30th with $500 million of fully committed financing, and that's a pretty tall order. And, you know, we're knee-deep with lawyers and bankers, but Orange County's been kind of messing with us a little bit. But this too will overcome. We're working night and day at our offices. I've been working 7 days a week. I apologize for coming in jeans, but I was in Albany all morning in a suit and tie. I had to go down to Ellenville. I put these on. I drove back up here. I had to go see Rabbi Hecht and then come see you guys. And I got to go back to Ellenville. I got more work to do tonight. We're working literally 15 hours a day in our new offices at Top Government Center in Ellenville. Come stop by. The office space is beautiful. We built it out. It's got an amazing view. We are busy people. The application will probably be 20,000 pages. We've been working on it for 2 years, and we're $10 million into this project. And if we don't get a gaming license because of the existing mortgage, we get wiped out. So we're all in for Ulster County, and we appreciate the support that you guys have given us, and I hope you will continue to give to us. And I can answer any questions.
Hector?
Mr. Chairman, can we declare war in Orange County if they don't back down?
We could. I don't know what this is going to do.
Okay, in that case, then I move.
Ken?
I think we should vote for it as many times as we can vote forward. No issues there. Just one quick question for you, though. Are you at the point yet in your development of the project where you will know if it will bring in high-speed internet access to the area?
That's a great question. Is there not high-speed internet access?
I think it means broadband. The broadband for...
Maybe I'm misunderstanding the question.
It's a shortage.
In Ellenville, at our office, we have,
The region has a deficiency of broadband accessibility. And just wondering if the presence of your project can be helpful to as a side effect of it.
Well, I have a thought on that. I don't know is the answer. The thought on that is Central Hudson, because of our project, and we're the only project proposed in Central Hudson's region, has actually reorganized, going back a year, its priority for rebuild of substations, and they've now prioritized the Ellenville region, specifically the substations that would service Neville, because we need redundant power. We run out of power, we're in big trouble. You just are losing money. And so they've been retasking. I would venture to guess that Time Warner or the cable providers in the area would be focusing more on the infrastructure in there, because an economic impact study that was forwarded to the legislature today. I'm not sure who sent that along. I know Suzanne Holt was going to send that.
She did.
It's, if you read through it, I mean, it's a massive economic impact, especially in the Wawarsing area. You're talking about, 600 vacant homes being soaked up. You know, those are all families that are living there that are, with union jobs. And so they're going to want cable TV and high-speed internet access. Yeah. So I would venture to guess that the supply and demand is going to favor, more intense scrutiny of that by the cable providers, but I don't know anything more than that. I've not been involved in it. I've not been advocating, but then we know it's a problem.
Tracy?
I'm not trying to hold anything up, but I would like to the opportunity to read all those reports before next week's vote.
You can stay up tonight and we'll read them to you. Before you go to bed, okay?
Okay.
Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, call me up and let me know what you read.
Okay.
How much more in detail.
Oh, yeah, thank you for sending them, but we just got them.
Well, I just got them. Nice. Yeah. So they're in draft form. I have more, if you
okay.
want. I have crime reports. I have bankruptcy reports. I have impacts on local businesses. I probably have a half a dozen reports that have all been coming in starting on Wednesday. We're expecting next Wednesday to deliver the final EIS to the town of Wawarsing, which is lead agency under our SECR process, and there'll be a public hearing and hopefully approval. We believe we'll be only one of two projects in Hudson Valley that's ready to go with full SECR approval. We believe that will be another thing that will distinguish the Neville over other projects. And so part of that is extensive, impact work, which is all the reason that I have no sleep is because it all comes in at the last minute. And so the lawyers have been, I'll go back to my office tonight and there'll be another three reports and I'll have mark them up, fax the comments back in, get an email. But if you want me to just kind of fire off what I've got and you want to look at it, I'd do that for any of the legislators.
So, I would love that.
Some is boring and some is really good stuff.
Okay.
Michael, why don't you just send it to Victoria? Victoria will send them out to all legislators.
Yeah,
and then next week, I'll be prepared.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Carl?
I just, with the Orange County thing happening now, and all the requirements that all of the potential licensees have to come up with, you said $500 million to show the backing of $500 million from investors and your site plan and this and that. Do you feel that so far that this process has been fair, in your opinion? I mean, do you
for
feel
us.
Like, you know,
for
there's,
us.
Yeah, I mean, is there going to be any surprises in the end all of a sudden that we're gonna find out?
There's been no surprises for me, so as somebody whose company and staff has been working for over 2 years, as the legislature knows, on this and spent as much money as we've spent, there have been no surprises where I've said, whoa, it's a little disappointing that after the legislation or after Election Day and the Constitution was amended, all of a sudden then a bunch of people roll in from out of town and say, hey, I want to put a casino at the Woodbury Commons Mall. And, do I think that's fair? No. Is it America and does the legislation permit it? Yeah. But I think all of the work that my team and I have put in to get to know many of the people in the room, I mean, what bidder in any county could show up and walk to the legislature of that county and know half the people that are there, know who the sheriff is, know a bunch of the staff people, have known them for years, Vaughn and I go way back. And so who can do that? And that's going to come through in the application. Ulster County has worked hard to make this happen, and I think all of that stuff is going to bleed through into the application in a million different ways. So, yeah, I mean, I think we're going to get it. I think it's going to be a ton of work to get there. I'm sure there'll be surprises along the way, and it's going to be, it's going to require lots of glasses of wine late at night for me to get over them. But we're going to get there.
What was the decision deadline? What was
June 30th? Well, the decision, application deadline, June 30th. decision early fall. So, you know, keep in mind the governor's up for re-election. So, yeah, I doubt that there'll be casino selection announcements in the 15th of April, of October period on. So I think it's really September, if I had to guess. And I don't think it'll go after the election because of the tremendous amount of instantaneous revenue the state will get when it gives those licenses. We have to wire $50 million in, like, that day. And then wire another $50 million, the 10% of your construction budget, into an escrow account, and then you're immediately putting 4,000 construction workers to work, and all that stuff is going to look good for people that were part of that, and so they're going to want to take advantage of that on election day. I believe, my view.
Manager Joe.
Yeah, I'm pretty new to this, and I see that there is a lot of widespread support, but I want to say that as there was a lot going on during campaign season, and as I went door to door, I heard a lot of objection. So I think it's a little presumptuous to say unilateral support. Certainly there was up until now, but I'm not so sure that I do support the project, and I just want to have the right not to.
not everybody does, and I'm respectful of that. Everybody does.
Let me just tell you how we came about to this point here. We did pass a resolution unanimously about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I called Michael up and basically said, Michael, you know, I see a lot of other counties, various people getting involved. What can the legislative do to help you? And we had a Ways and Means meeting a month ago. I mentioned it to TJ and to Craig because they represent that area out there. That I would like to do something, whatever we can possibly do as a legislative body. And I brought it to the Ways and Means Committee. It was unanimous in the Ways and Means to proceed with it, and that's how this resolution came forth. Erica put a lot of work in it with Michael regarding trying to set this resolution up to everything that he needs. There was a lot of discussion. But I think if we demonstrate strong support, it's only going to be a positive for Michael to be successful up there and his group to be successful. There's a lot of benefits for Ulster County. Yes, there's negatives, don't get me wrong. But I think the benefits outweigh the negatives, especially where he's proposing it in Ellenville area can need, like every other probably place in Ulster County, need that economic impact that they're going to have up there. And, you know, the county's going to be financially rewarded in many different ways. Will it cause some grief and cause some concerns? Yes, but I think they can be addressed. And I think there's enough money there to address a lot of these concerns. But there again, I would like to do everything possible to give him a little advantage or his group a little advantage going up to Albany. So I think that's why we're proceeding here. Hopefully everybody can support this. Hopefully everybody can see the positives beyond the negatives that this might create. And in the long run, I think it could be a home run for Ulster County.
We went before the last session. I met with the two two caucuses, Democrats and Republicans. And you can bet your bottom dollar that there are legislators from Saugerties and Woodstock that are not big fans of casinos. But if you go down, to Ellenville and you see what it's like down there, it is really, really rough. There's different parts of Ulster County, and sometimes some people from up here don't really realize how bad it is down there. And their whole economy was based on resorts, and they've all closed. And so it's a sad fact that you can't just open up a resort down there that's beautiful and doesn't have gaming. Nowadays, if you don't have that, it doesn't attract the type of economic activity that you want. And so the state has made that decision that they're going to try for it. And at Ellenville, literally, and TJ knows this and Craig knows this, I have two, probably somebody that has two legislators. Yeah, so both legislator Briggs and Lopez cover my property. And when I went up to Ellenville, I met with the village manager, and I didn't realize that she was inviting 20 people that headed every single department, the fire, the police, all the village officials, the town officials. And they said to me, look, Michael, we need you to get behind this project. They actually asked me to come up and sponsor the project and do it, and I've been working on it for 3 years pretty tirelessly. So, there is opposition in the county to it. There's opposition in the United States to gaming. But the people of Ellenville, side effect is Ulster County, have seen the numbers. There's overwhelming economic benefit to the region, and a lot of people's kids don't want to move away, and they have to move away from Ellenville right now. So, Anyway, that's all I'll say on the matter. I'm happy to answer more questions about it.
Just let me add a couple of things. I mean, this was not done just by the legislative body, the county exec. I had discussion with him. He's totally in favor of the project. He had spoken very strongly regarding the project. So, I mean, it's a combination of the legislative body, the county exec. I mean, if some individuals don't feel that this is what the direction they want to go in, by all means, vote on the floor next week how they want to proceed. But there again, I'm looking at it for all of Ulster County. I think the benefits outweigh the negatives. Saying that, Jeanette, and then Tracy.
Yeah, I think we need to go back just a little bit for legislators that weren't here at the time. When it was first even discussed about the possibility of a casino coming to Ulster County, Saugerties made it clear they were not interested in, which was fine, you don't want it, you won't get it. But Wawarseem made it very clear, their town. So we looked at it as the first resolution we passed was in support of a home rule request. It was overwhelmingly supported in that community, and that's the way I like to think we operate in a fair and balanced way, is when we pass a resolution and say that we will support home rule, that we support home rule. Whether you have a personal feeling about gambling, that's something else. I personally love it. When I go, I tell you the truth, I wish half these people would go and see who is there to do most of the gambling. It's senior citizens, disabled people, people that can't get out and get any other form of entertainment. And you watch them, they're having an absolute wonderful time. That's the only place they can spend their money on. Where else is they going to go? The benefits that come from that when they're there, they have all kinds of buffets, of course, to make you very happy. It's so, and I'm also one that I get quite annoyed personally when sometimes we make decisions based on people that have no self-control. I don't think that's the way we should run our lives. Most of us are very responsible. You know what you can afford to lose? That's what you take with you, because you're all probability going to lose it. So I don't see why me or the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that enjoy it should have to suffer, because there's those, and if they don't go to casino, you know what? Just look at New York State government. The biggest ripoff is the tickets that steer little. You want to complain about gambling, that's what you should be making noise about. The scratch-off tickets that you'll never, if you're lucky, to win a dollar occasionally. And that's the person that walks into those little places that have no money, and they spend their last dollar or two with New York State telling you about this wonderful dollar and a dream. So, if you want to protest, a horrendous avenue for gambling, it's New York State with all their little lottery tickets, people spending multi millions of dollars that get nothing back for it. Not even 10 minutes of entertainment.
Well, I mean, Jeanette, I totally understand what you're saying regarding, the lotto, of course, is going for education, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, there again, in this particular case, the state already made a law that they're going to have gambling.
Yeah.
It's going to be set somewhere in 3-4 counties.
Right.
And the question becomes, it's going to happen. So who's actually going to get it? And if we can get it, it's going to have money benefits for Ulster County.
Sure.
So, I mean, just because, we don't like it, we don't want it here, it's coming to Sullivan County, might come to Catskill, might go to Orange County. It's coming to this upstate county area. So
we might as well participate. And I have to be old to remember all the wonderful times you would take a ride up to the Concord and the Neville and all the great, beautiful resorts area that were there with first-class entertainment. Incredible that we haven't had. Forever.
Mm-hmm. So Tracy?
Well, I have a question for Michael. You mentioned earlier union. Is your proposal that it's going to be unionized?
It's not my proposal. I signed a project with the Local 17 as the lead agency. We will be union shop on the building. I've signed a CCNA with the hotel union. We will be union shop for many of the jobs on the code for it on the interior of it. I also failed to mention that we have 5 miles of rail trail that, you know, while we're dedicating over to the town of Worsing, working closely with Chris White and some local legislators on, that's going to complete the Ulster County Rail Trail all the way to Spring Glen and the Sullivan County border. And the last comment I'll make, I can answer more questions, but, you know, it's a pretty tough thing that I'm trying to do here. And so and one of the big advantages that I have is the, you know, groundswell of support. I mean, yet today we got the Hudson Valley Economic Development Corporation to back us. It's a big deal, really big deal. The press release came out today. And it took 2 years to get that. And so, you know, please pass it unanimously, for God's sakes. Don't vote if you can't vote for it. Just because I don't want anybody to say that there's any opposition to the project. There hasn't been to date. And, you know, I don't want to start with that. So, you know, it's kind of a plea to do that.
I have one question.
Could I ask?
I just...
Well, let's phrase it, and you can do it, George.
I also recall, and now it's some time ago, because it's the last time that we voted, that you had some green initiatives in the building structure. There was a green roof, I recall.
Absolutely.
Like aggressive. Is that right?
Yeah, so we've made a bunch of changes since that resolution was, as you know, kind of rushed through, and you had expressed some concerns about that.
I did.
That we're now done. We're final plans going next week to the Worsing. We're seeking silver LEED certification for the building. The top of the entire casino will be grass. So when you look down from 52, you won't even know where the casino is because it'll be just grass. Some of the parking structure tops that can't be grass are going to be treed, so that the view looking down is going to be view looking down from 52 right now is of a decaying, decrepit facility, right? So anything would be an improvement, but this is going to be beautiful. And a lot of work has gone into keeping the structures low rise, so that it's not like in Connecticut where you drive into you're driving the beautiful Rondout Valley, and then all of a sudden you got a 30-story green tower with a lion on top of it or whatever. Here the tallest building will continue to be the existing tower, presidential tower, LBJ tower. So that's the plan. I mean, you know, I can't be all things to everybody in environmental issues because some of them are just too expensive. But part of the application and the scoring of the points is how well you do on that. So the state has motivated us, and I had already made commitments in anyhow to do that. So I could share the plans with you too. So.
Yeah, I thought the same. But it's good to talk to you and hear about it.
Yep.
And I look forward to reading the reports. I just need the week, but I feel better.
You only have one night. Amanda Jo.
I just want to. I am new at this. When I was in Rosendale, if I was told, I was able to abstain, but I understand that at the county level, you have to vote. Okay. My other question is how much of the electricity you will be consuming will you be generating?
You can't just abstain.
So we're expected to have. Expecting to have solar panels on the property, which will generate varying amounts of electricity. I can't tell you exactly what the numbers are because I'm not an electrical engineer. I'm a lawyer, banker type.
Request that information. Will you get that for me?
I can get it to the legislator.
Give it. Let it get through Victoria. Victoria will get it to you, Manager.
Of course. Yeah, right. I'll get it to the legislator. Of course. Yeah. I said no. I'm sorry. I didn't know who you were. So I apologize.
I'm sorry. We haven't met.
Yes, that's right. Of course. Yeah, we'll get the energy consumption. We're working with Central Hudson. There's a whole detailed plan on that. There will be back flow of electricity in the summer months, particularly, which is great because that's when we're burning air conditioning stuff at the property. So that is a big focus of ours is energy consumption. I will get that data.
May I make one last comment?
Yep, go on.
I just came back from a campus in Wayne, New Jersey. I think it's the.
William Patterson
University. They have 3.5 megawatts of solar generation over their parking area at that campus. So, you know, if we're going to seriously address the climate crisis, every new project, in my opinion, has to be very, very aggressive with regard to energy efficiency and renewable energy.
So we have one tension on that. Route 52 that is a scenic overpass that goes above the Nevelly.
Scenic byway
looks down, and we can only put so much solar on top of the Nevelly
without becoming an entire mirror that blows everybody that looks up from that. So that's why there's a combination of grass and solar that we're having is in part to protect the view shed as expressed by the community down there. So it will not be as much as we can be producing, but it'll be.
I get my meeting too.
Jeanette?
Now, I'm just curious about the golf course. Is that 18 holes?
It's 18 and 6,500 yards. The Fazio group has been engaged to restore it initially for the first 24 months because we can't mess with wetlands. And then we'll go before DEP and Army Corps to extend that to 7,200 yards, which is the now championship length that we have plenty of land to do now. So that will
Jeanette, I want to build a little space off my house for you now.
Yeah.
Between gambling and golf, you'll never go home.
I died and went to heaven. What more could you want?
All right, ride her bike on the rail trail. Any other questions? Michael, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Good luck. Hopefully you can get unanimous support. And
we go all right.
We didn't vote on it. No, not yet.
Oh, we're
all right, all in favor? Anybody against?
Oh, I want to. You said you were going to wait till next week so I could read those reports.
You want to wait to vote on it?
I don't want to vote on it right now until I read
what?
The reports. That's what
I'm sorry.
She wants to wait till next week to vote on it.
Oh, I'm ready to vote on it.
I don't want to vote on it today.
Well, we can vote on it again next week. How's that?
Okay.
All right, we'll vote on it this week and then we'll vote on it next week.
Seems very odd. Vote on it two weeks in a row. Why would we
vote
on it
2 weeks in a row?
Because...
But this is coming off the list.
I'm not going to read everything you got, Trace. I'm going to support
I just asked for respect of 1 week, and I don't know why you wouldn't wait for 1 week. He's asking for unanimous support. If you want my yes, I need a week.
Well, I don't know. Oh, you want to? You need to have it unanimous? I thought we said if you
Well, that's what you just heard.
I think he would like unanimous.
I just asked for a week.
Just for you, Tracy, we'll wait 1 week.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll withdraw the motion.
That wasn't already sent to us today. There were three emails that we got.
There's enough information there for you to read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
Michael, we'll just hold off to next week. Before our meeting, we will vote. I mean, you do have the majority from the committee. From what I hear in this committee, we're doing it because Tracy asked if we can hold it for 1 week.
And I weigh the local support very strongly. I mean, I struggle with certain issues, but I weigh the local support very strongly.
You told me 2 years ago you want to see things in advance and you want a chance to read them, and I have no problem with that.
Thank you.
I'll burn your eyes out.
Thank you. And I appreciate your candor.
All right, anything else? Oh, but yes, before we go, as everyone knows, the budget was passed, New York State budget has different implications for Ulster County. The only thing that I was a little disappointed is that there was no mandate relief that I saw in there that was any substance. But there again, they said they're going to take care of property taxes. I don't know how. I have not seen that in there, but it's that's what they keep telling me. So you guys can come across. You can demonstrate to me how your property taxes are going to help in any way. Please let me know.
I can highlight a couple of items that the committee is interested from the budget, if you mind.
Go on.
Just real quick. Included a property tax freeze in the budget. Essentially, the county has to adopt a budget with a levy that's underneath the cap. If we do not, our residents will not be eligible to receive a credit on their income tax from the state in the form of a rebate check. On the plus side, there was a small increase in aid to CHIPS, the Casella Highway Improvement Fund. We got an additional $247,000. We took a small impact in the health department, $75,000. And it's really a level funding budget compared to last year, generally.
But was there anything regarding mandate relief?
Very little.
Mr. Chairman, I think I did read somewhere, though, that counties like ours that have already did a lot of the shared services and kept our budgets under the 2% for the last couple budgets, that you can use that. Well, that's what it said, so.
Yes and no. I mean, I'm happy to. I'd be happy to do a presentation to the committee at a later date if you'd like. I'm sorry. I know that the chair is trying to move on. I'd be happy to do a presentation at a later date if you'd like. But the property tax freeze has a lot of nuance to it. One of the problems, in fact, that I think was corrected in the final budget was that if a county had not raised their levy or actually cut their levy in the previous year, your residents wouldn't have gotten a rebate check because there was no increase in taxes, so no need to rebate the property. You know, there was no, you'd already reduced taxes, so there was no need to give a total reduction. So that was corrected. The governor amended the budget, corrected that. So because this county had held the line on taxes, right. Our residents will still
rebate. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that's what
I
said.
I have a
too. All right, anything else?
I'll just put it in their mailboxes so I'm sure I get everybody.
Didn't we lose $4 million to enable Dutchess County to get rid of their energy tax? Wasn't that the
$5 million? $5 million.
$5 million?
That was our sales tax.
You want to meet in? We'll meet in chambers real quick.
Whatever you want to do.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
No. I'll move to adjourn.
Bert.
Yeah. I just want.
Bert's handling
something.
I had
questions regarding the audit process and the federal audit. All legislators are getting a letter from me explaining that and some of my concerns. Just make sure you get it tonight when you leave. Vaughn has them. I just wanted to point that out. Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? Thank everyone for coming. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Yep.
Thank you.
And it is 6:12.